Alberta's snowbirds are expected to head toward their winter getaways in greater numbers this year, after the announced reopening of the Canada-U.S. land border to non-essential travel. There has been an incredible uptick in interest. Snowbirds are champing at the bit, said Martin Firestone, a travel insurance consultant with Travel Secure. They missed a whole year away and they do not want to be gone 2 years in a row. On October 13, the U.S. government announced that fully vaccinated visitors from Canada, including those with mixed vaccines, one AstraZeneca, one mRNA, for example, will be welcomed at land border crossings beginning November 8. Firestone pointed out double vaccinated travelers will not require a COVID-19 insurance rider, adding, providers see very little risk here. One couple beating the expected rush south is Brian and Lori Posh of Edmonton, who had not stayed at their winter home in Mesquite, Nevada since March of 2020. Although they would have preferred to drive, they opted to fly because they have a vehicle in Nevada. We are comfortable and confident, said Brian, adding getting the vaccinations was key for the couple. The Poshes say they take all necessary COVID-19 precautions while at their Nevada home, which is in a retirement community of 25,000 people about 120 kilometers northeast of Las Vegas. The couple traveled down in early October on a WestJet flight that was about one quarter full. We've been spending the week in our backyard and golf course and enjoying the warm weather, said Brian. Edmontonians Wendy Munson and Tom Walsh spent last winter at their home near Tampa, Florida and are flying down again in November for a five-month stay. The main reason we went down last year is the weather and the lifestyle, said Munson, adding they received their COVID-19 vaccinations while in Florida earlier this year. We want to get back down there so we can get our booster shot too, said Munson. Munson admits Florida is not as strict as they are here in Alberta, but we are cautious. You always wear a mask when you go out. I'm happy for the snowbirds that are now able to drive across the border, she said. We're fortunate because we have a vehicle down there. Gord Dirk and Joanne Berube of Edmonton spent last winter at their home in Surprise, Arizona, and did not hesitate to return this fall. The pair was vaccinated in the U.S. this spring. Our home is in a retirement community, so we seldom go out of it, said Dirk, who also keeps a vehicle at their U.S. home. The restrictions are enforced. We don't go into crowds at all. The border reopening is welcome news for snowbirds who opted to ship their vehicles for about $2,000 one way and then fly down. A travel representative with Alberta Motor Association is pleased with the border decision, but reminds snowbirds to remain cautious. It is absolutely fantastic, said Michelle Noble, AMA Sales and Service Director, adding, you will still need to fit all the requirements and testing. A negative PCR test is required for all travelers returning back to Canada. AMA Representative Roland Van Meurs reminds travelers to take the same precautions as they do with any trip away, such as having appropriate insurance and being aware of available health facilities at their destination. What I always caution is there a spot in the hospital if something did happen? Asked Van Meurs. If you contract COVID while you are down there, it could affect your flight home. For the latest on COVID-19 restrictions and requirements upon return to Canada, see travel.gc.ca/traveling/advisories.